Vayitern Shasra and Daf Yud Aleph, picking it up on the top Yud Aleph, two lines down, Lishna Acharina. So we left off in yesterday's Daf with the following. We had a statement from Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel saying that it's mutter to sleep under a kila in a sukkah, even though it has a roof, as long as the roof isn't 10 tfachim from the bed. Okay, that was yesterday. So remember, a kila is this type of shtickle that it was made not as stark as a kinofos, I think is the Lashon, right? It had these like four poles, you threw the thing over it, but it was a shvachamaisis. And therefore, a person's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to sleep in it, even with the roof, as long as it's not 10 tfachim. Today we're going to have a different version of the statement because it's talking about something a little bit different. Some say as follows. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mutter lishon mekilas chasanim pesukah lefi she'ein lo gag. It is mutter to go ahead and sleep in a kilas chasanim. A kilas chasanim is a little bit different, built a little bit differently. It is a canopy for a marriage canopy. And you're allowed to do that inside of a sukkah because it doesn't have a roof. It's the type of thing, it's similar to the naklitin. The thing that went over was like one pole going across the top of the bed, parallel, right above you, right? That one thing, it sloped down on both sides. So it's similar to such a thing. And even though, it's above 10 tfachim. That's not like version 1, right? Version 1 said only if it's below 10 tfachim. But again, that was talking about Achilles, is Achilles chasanim. We're going to have a few attacks on this, but don't worry, he'll survive. Now, says so Gemara, Meisavei, Frek the Gemara, Akashe and Shmuel, what he just spoke out, right? Because he says, I'm reviewed on Shmuel, Hayoshim Bekila Basukka, Loyotzi Dechavasa. Someone who goes ahead and he sleeps in a kila in a sukkah, he's not Yotze. So how do you say a second ago he is? Says Gemara, Hachabai Skinan, what are we talking about? Bishayesh Lo Gag. Right, that brisa is talking about a regular one that has a roof, a regular kila. And this one doesn't because it slopes down on both sides. Question attack number two. Toshima, Toshima, Zok the brisa, Naklitin Shnaim. The Naklitin is the type of thing that had the two poles. Remember, by the head, by your head, and by your feet. It was that bar went across and you threw it over and it looked like a modern day tent, but again, it's not, right? So Naklitin Shnaim. The Kinofos are both. That's when you put four poles on either side on the corners of the beds. That's called Kinofos. Peiris al gabe Kinofos psula. If you throw it over Kinofos, it's going to be puzzle. That's no good. That's straight up hardcore. You can't do that. Al gabe Naklitin Ksher. But if it's on Naklitin, it's going to be kosher. However, Ubavad Shelo Yehu Naklitin Gavon Minamita Asar Tfachim. As long as it's not up 10 Tfachim. Ha Gavon Minamita Asar Psula. If it's 10 high, then it's going to be puzzle. Afal pi she'ein lo gag, even though it has no gag. So the question here is, why is Akilas Chasanim any different? It should also be a problem if it's above 10, because it has, even if it's no gag, still it's going to be a problem. Says Gemara, no, you can't compare them. Shani Naklitin and Kaviye, because Naklitin, it's a shtaka thing, it's Kaviye. Therefore, above 10 is going to be a problem, even without having a roof. Whereas when we come to the Kiyos Chasanim, that's not the case. Kiyos Chasanim is not so stark, it's not Kviyei, so therefore it could be above 10. So it's going, huh? I Kviyei, lavi Kinofos. If you tell me it's Kviyei, then it's just, it sounds awfully similar to Kinofos, which even above 10, even below 10, is possible. So why don't we say this here also? Says Gemara, it's all relative, my friend. That is, Lagabe Kinofos, lo Kviyei. Lagabe Kila, Kviyei. That is, that compared to Kiyos Chasanim, then it is Kviyei. But compared to Kinofos, it's not called Kviyei. So yes, it has a Kviyei Shtiklich. That's a Kinofos, but the Kila, but when we come to the Kila, it is not considered like a Sushtark. All right. Now, Darash Rabba Bar of Huna comes out fighting. He says, Mutter Lishon Bekila, Afal Pishesh Lagag. You're allowed to sleep in the Kila even if it's a gag, and Afal Pishesh Gavosar, even if it's above 10. That's pretty intense. Now, who is this going like? Keman, Rabbi Yehuda. This goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says what? Da'amar lo asi ohol rai mavatal ol keva. You're not going to have an ohol rai of this kila that's going to go ahead and mavatal which is a rai. You're not going to have her. Let's try it again. The lo asi ohol rai of this kila mavatal ol keva of the sukkah. You can't go ahead. It's not, it just doesn't work. Just knock it off. Ditnan. This goes like a Mishnah on the Chaf Amud Beis. Amar Bihuda. No ganayinu lishon tachas amita b'fnei zakenim. We used to go out to sleep under our beds in front of the grit sages, and they didn't say anything to us. They didn't say a word to us. So you see that it's This is totally fine to do such a thing, and therefore it's not a problem. It's not going to be like you're in something which is within a sukkah, and therefore no good. It's not going to, you can't be mevatel a ohel keva. Says the Gemara, v'leim halachik Rabbi Huda. Why didn't Rabbi Rav Huna just say when he came up and he said that you're allowed to go and sleep in a kila, even though it has a roof and it's about 10 tefachim? Why didn't he just say the words, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why did he have to bring in the whole kila matzav altogether? Says the Gemara, Iyamar halacha Rabbi Yehuda, if he just would have said, Rabbi Rav Huna would have just said that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, then maybe we would have thought, havamina hanimina mita de la gaba asuya. That works by a bed. Right, because the bed is made to be sleeping on top of it. So there, and therefore, it doesn't have any status of attempting to be mvatel the sukkah. But by a kila, of a kila de la socha suya imalo. We know that a kila, this type of canopy matziv, is made dafka to sleep inside of it. Maybe that would be puzzle. Maybe that would puzzle. Kamash Malan comes to tell you the time of Rabbi Huda, the lo asi ola rai, mvatel ola keva. The reason Rabbi Huda is because an ola rai, meaning in this case of the kila, is not going to be able to be mevatel ol keva. It can't knock it off. And guess what? Lo shna mita for lo shna kila. I don't care whether this is a bed. I don't care if this is a kila. It's not going to knock it off. Bam. Next mishnah. We alluded to this mishnah earlier. By alluded to, it means we actually used it. We brought it up a little bit. And now we're going to jump right into the mishnah itself. This is going to get into the classic sugyas of something known as ta'aseh v'lo mina asoy, that you have to be making something and it can't be something which is already made. That's by halacha and sukkah. I'll explain that more as we get to it. And then we're going to have a discussion back and forth about whether or not that is true, where does it apply, how does it apply. Let's start with the mishnah. Hayhidla aleh a gefen. Let's say a person goes ahead and you lift up onto the sukkah gefen v'yasa delas v'yasa kisum v'sichich el gaba psula. Let's say you were to lift up and put on top of the sukkah a grapevine or a gourd, which also goes on a type of vinish material, v'asakisim, which is ivy. These are all similar concepts that can be pulled up and like put on top. Unless you did that v'sichich al gaban, then psula, it's going to be pasul. Why is it going to be pasul? Answer is because it's mechuber. Someone who's a mechuber lekarka doesn't work. Rashi says she'ein mesachin b'mechuber. The Amar Mar, we say in Daf Yud Beis, we're going to see be'aspecha migarnecha miyikvecha b'psolas gorin v'yikev hakasam medaber. It's only things that are not attached to the ground. Once it attached, the problem. V'ema yisichach harve mehen. But let's say you went ahead and you had schach already there that is more than what you just put over there. And Rashi says, mevatlam barov. Therefore, it's going to be mevatlam barov. It gets all mixed up. You lift up the vine off the floor and you put it on top of your sukkah and you mix it up with other schach there. The vine's still attached to the floor. It's not going to be a problem. Why? Because it is batal barov. Oh, shekatetzan. Or let's say you cut it from the ground over there. Then what's going to be the din? It's going to be ksheira. It's going to be kosher. Rashi explains, even if it's already there, and we don't say that since it started, b'psul, therefore it's pasul. All right, Rashi, you can read it to you inside if I can find it. Oh, shekitzan, afla achesh ischacha, even though you already put on the schacha behen. It started off as pasul, therefore it's going to be pasul. We don't say such a thing. Rather, it's going to be kosher. It's good to go. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. The Bach has in the word davar, called davar shumakabal tumah. Anything that is mekabel tuma, something that can be mekabel tuma, and it grows from the ground, you're not allowed to use it as schach.
That's coming to exclude, the hide of an animal that's missing some of its processing, therefore it's not yet mekabel tuma, but the bottom line is that it doesn't grow from the ground. So it's got to be something which is, I don't know if I just said that. I don't know what I just said. I'm going to say it again. Zekal. Kol shu mekabel tumah. Anything that it can be mekabel tumah. Ve'ein gidul ma'aretz. Or anything that doesn't grow from the ground. Then emesachin bo. Right? Because the case of the hide is something which you could have. It's not mekabel tumah. But even though it's not mekabel tumah because it wasn't yet fully processed, it's not something which is gidul ma'aretz. Therefore, it can't be used as schach. So, v'chol davar. She'ein mekabel tumah. But something that's not mekabel tumah, basically the two criteria that you need in order to be used as schach is shena mekabel tumah, v'gidule min ha'aretz, then mesachim bo, then it can be used as schach. Pretty straightforward. Now, comes on the Gemara, we're going to have a discussion between Rav Yosef and Rav Huna. It's going to get a little bit heated,
But they'll be able to work it out, hopefully. Yosef of Yosef Kamedra of Hune, he said the following. O shekotzan kishera v'amarav. Now, we said, remember, that if you have the schach, that's really not good because it's mechobe l'karka. So you have these vines that are coming up over, and they're going on top of the sukkah. And it says that it's no good. But if you were to cut it, then it's going to be good. Now, we know that there's something known as tasev lomina asoy. What is tasev lomina asoy? The pasuk says by sukkah that you have to make a sukkah, tasev. Which means, and we know the main part of the sukkah, as we've mentioned a number of times, is the schach. Therefore, let's say you put on the schach, but it's pasadik a schach, and now you have it sitting up there. Well, let's say this case right here. You have it sitting up there, but it's not good schach. And now what you do is you cut it from the ground. You cut it. So now it's no longer on the ground, so it's good schach, right? What happens is that the sukkah becomes a sukkah automatically. And therefore, that's called min ha'osoy. It's already from something that was already done and completed. And that's a problem. It needs to be sukkah ta'aseh. You have to make it actively, and not that it's already made when you go ahead and you put it on. We're going to see that by the case of tzitzis. Also, a similar concept is going to come up. So therefore, when we say that you cut it and now it's going to be good schach, now we say that's not necessarily true. We're going to point out that maybe you have to do a little more than that. What you'd have to do in this circumstance is like shake the schach a little bit, lift it up and drop it down, in which case that it's not taseh, it will be taseh, and it won't be min ha'osoy, because now you're actively doing something. And that's what it says now. Yosef of Yosef come under Rav Huna. Rav Yosef and Rav Huna were sitting together. Rav Yosef come arm, and they said the following. O shekotzan k'shera. When it says that it's also causing shira, va'amar Rav, Rav explains, tsarich l'nanea. You have to give a little shake, 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 in order that you're actually doing something in order for it to work. That is what Rav Yosef comes along and he says. Now Rav responds to him, Rav Huna was sitting there, responds to him, amale Rav Huna, he says, ha Shmuel amra. He said, Shmuel said that. Shmuel came along and he said that. Now, Rav Yosef got really upset. Adrina Rav Yosef ape v'amarle. Rashi says, because he turned his face and he was really upset at him and turned away. He says, Atu mika amrinan lach delorma Shmuel. Did I tell you it doesn't go according to Shmuel? No, it goes like Rav and Shmuel. I'm a Rav, the Amr Shmuel. Both of them said it. Rav said it and Shmuel said it. So I said, Rav, you got to be so nitpicky that you're going to say, oh, by the way, Shmuel said it? Yes, Rav and Shmuel said it. Amalei Rav Huna said, no, you got it all wrong. This is what I'm saying to you. The Shmuel Amar, v'lo Rav. It was Shmuel said it. Rav didn't say it. It was only Shmuel. Oh, the Rav, achshur machshur. He says, because Rav doesn't say you actually have to lift it up and shake, shake, shake. He says it's good as is. Gehad Rav Amar Chasida. It's similar to the story of what happened was, is that what he did is, there was a story of Rav Amar Chasida. And Rav Techilta Leperzume De'in Shebeise. What he did is he went along. You know what, I want to take a step back, explain this outside, then I read it inside. Rav says that when you cut it, Rashi brings this out. He says that when you cut the vines off the ground, it's not an issue of tasev l'manasai. You know why? Because he holds that cutting is like making it. The psikasan zuhi asiyasan. Just cutting it, that's like you just made it. It's like you just created it and put it on. Rashi says that what would be a case of tasev l'manasai, according to Rav, it would be a case where you have a haystack. And you start digging out the middle, come from the side, and you dig out the middle, and now you're left with a sukkah with schach. That's the problem of tasev l'manasai. And it's similar to the story of Rav Amram Chasida, like I'm going to read to you in a minute, who put tzitzis on his wife's clothing. His wife had this type of shirt, you know, that had four corners. Rashi says that he held it was a mitzvah se shazman grama, therefore women are chayiv, because he says uri'isem oso means that it doesn't mean night versus day, it means blind versus not blind. So a blind person is pater, but you have to wear tzitzis at night also. It's the mitzvah se. Lo azman grama, and therefore they're going to be chayiv. So he did this, and what did he do? He put tzitzis on, but he put them on and tied them as one string. He took one string, he doubled it over, and then doubled it over again. So now when he slipped it through the hole, it looks like it has eight strings, but they're still connected to each other, right? They were still attached. He then went to ask what to do, and he was told, just cut the edges, like Rav, who says that at the time you cut it, that is the asiyah. Therefore, don't need any more than that. and it's not considered an issue of tasa velo mina asoy. So too by the vine case of the sukkah. Now I'll read it inside to you. Ki hadra of amu chasida. Ramat chelta lepirzuma de inshe beise. Inshe beise means his wife. He put this thing on this on her coat, on her shirt, and talan velo pasak rashi chutin shalan. And he folded over a string and folded over again and put it through, so it came out like it looked like it was going to be like eight strings, but he didn't go ahead and cut the tip of it. He didn't cut them to be separate. Asa lekame, and then he tied it up and everything was done. And he was like, oh no, what do I do now? Also, the Kemidor of Chia Barashi, Kemidor of Chia Barashi, and Amalei, Hachim Rav, he says what Rav says, no problem, Mifsikon, Vehen Kshirin, just cut the tips and it's going to be good. Why? Alma, Psikasan, Zui Yasiyasan. We see that just snipping it over there, cutting it over there, that's like you just made it over there, and therefore it's not a problem of Tasim and Asoi. Hachanami, Kitsisasan, Zui Yasiyasan. So to over here, when we have the vine that we go and we pick it off the floor and we put it up, and now you cut it, that's a case of Kitsisasan, Zui Yasiyasan. And it's not a problem of tase velom and asay. Therefore, Rav is the one who says you taka don't have to do a little shake, 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 because he holds this concept, the psikasan zuasiyasan, and that's what Rav Huna was saying to Rav Yosef. It wasn't dissing him, saying Shmuel. He's like also Shmuel. He was saying only Shmuel. Saying Rav taka wouldn't say this. Now, where we stand, we're saying Shmuel would say they have to do a little shake, 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 which means he doesn't hold the psikasan zuyasiyasan. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, is it really true? What Shmuel doesn't hold psikasan zuyasiyasan? We think he does. V'savah Shmuel lo min psikasan zuyasiyasan? V'hatani Shmuel mishum Reb Chia. We know that he said that, hita l'shnei kronos bebas achas. Let's say you were to go ahead. We're going to say that he actually does hold of this, because we have a case that's going to come up where you take, right now, you take one long string and you put it through two different corners of the tzitzis. Hitel shnei kornes v'bas achas. V'yachakach pasak rashi chutin shalem kisharin. And afterwards, after it's already made and good, you go out and you separate them and make two separate corners together, right? V'yachakach pasak rashi chutin shalem kisharin. My lav shekosher v'yachakach posik. Are we not talking about a case seemingly? We're talking about we already tied them as tzitzis and then you cut them and it's okay. So we see he holds psikasin zuyasiyasun. Oh, very good, right? Because obviously we're going to say that it means he just put them through and he didn't yet tie them and then he cut them. What would be the chiddush in that? So clearly it means that he already tied it up. So it must be holds like Rav also in such a din. So why does he say by sukkah you have to do a little shake, shake, shake? Must be this not a problem. Just the cutting itself should already put in the matzav, which is good. Says the Gemara, lo. Shmuel does not hold the sukkah in zuyasiyasan. So what's going on in our case of the tzitzis? Yes, lo shaposek. No, what we're talking about is shaposek ve'chakach kosher. We're talking about when you put him through two corners and then he realized. So then he cut it before he did any tying and then he went in and he tied it. Right, that's the case of what's going on. Says the Gemara, I don't get it. Posek, v'chakech kosher, ma'ala memra. What exactly is the chiddush of saying such a thing? Of course, if you cut it before, that's going to be okay. Why would you think it's problematic to put this long string in between two different corners? What would be the issue there? Says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Because ma'ala the tema, maybe you would have said, beep, turn the page. You're not from the base. Ba'inan kenaf b'shas psil v'leka. You need to make sure that at the time you're putting the string through, it's only one kenaf. It's only one thing. Since the Torah spells out kenaf in the singular, that you would think it has to be through one. And if you put it through two, it'd be a problem. Kamash Malan comes to tell you, you can do two at the same time. As long as you cut the strings before you actually tie them, then there's not going to be an issue. So at the end of the day, what comes out is that Rav holds psikasan zuhiya siyasan. And therefore, it's not a problem of tasa velomina asoy. Right, of saying that it's also ready. You are tase by cutting a psikosin, that is yasiya. Shmuel does not hold of that shtickle, psikosin yasiyasin. He doesn't hold of that. And therefore, he says you have to do a little shake, shake, shake. All right, now we're going to have a few kashas on Rav to try to knock him out. But when it says psikosin zuhi asiyasin, but don't worry about it, he'll survive. Barely. It's actually maybe not going to survive. He's going to survive in the beginning, but then afterwards, it's going to end off with a good kasha on him. So I was going to end by saying kasha. Like, really, it should be a tiyufta, but it's not a tiyufta. We say it's a kasha. Fine. Let's see. Meisvei. Brisa number one. Talon velo pasak roshe chutin shalan psulin. This is pretty straightforward. If you tie a string without cutting it, then it's pasul. And it sounds like, when is a pasul? It sounds like it's always going to be pasul. My la psulin li olam, u tiyufta the rav, is a snack of rav. And says Gemara, no, Amilcha Rav, my psulin. What does it mean when it says that psulin? It just means that it's psulin right now. Psulin, achi yifsiku, until you go ahead and you cut it. Once you cut it, you're good.
And Agav, he should know that Shmuel Amar Psun Li'olam, he says it's possible forever. Chen Amar Levi Psun Li'olam, Chen Amar Masna Amar Shmuel Psun Li'olam. He said, no, it's totally, completely and totally always possible. It's a goner once you did that. You can't cut it, and it's nothing doing. We have another version of the last part over there, Rav Masa. You get the Amri, Amr of Masna, he says, Bididi Hava Uvda. This happened to me, that I went ahead and I tied it all together, and I made tzitzis on one of the corners, but then I realized, oh, I didn't cut the strings. What do? V'asai l'kamei damar Shmuel, I brought it in front of Shmuel, and I said, what do? V'amali psun li'olam, he said, they are goners. Sorry, nothing doing. It is Dunsky. However, Rav at this stage is still alive, and he's good to go. Meisvei, so then we go on, we bring a Braisa, which is going to try to knock him out. Talon, v'charkach pasach roshi chutin shalem pesulin. If you went ahead, it says pretty clearly, if you tie him up, and then after you cut them, and now we're talking about a case, you put them on, and then you went ahead and you tied them up, and then pasach, and then you cut it, it's going to be pasul. Okay, what are you going to do with that? V'od tanya gabesukah, and also furthermore, besides that, we know that we have another brass that says by sukkah that what? It says tase volumina osoi. It has to be made and it can't be from something that's already made. Right? By sukkah that what? Mikanamru, hidla alas a geffen vesadlas. If you put up the geffen and the las, if you ask the kesam, if you took the vine and the gourd and the ivy and you put it up on top. Vesichir gabon psula. And then you went ahead and you did schach on top of that. With all good schach, it's going to be puzzle. Hey, chidamina, what are you talking about? Elaim b'shelo kitzson. If you're talking about a case where it wasn't cut yet, my iriyam mishum tasav lomina osoy. Why are you saying that's an issue of tasav lomina osoy? Just simply say the reason why they're no good is tape a lay the mechubar in it because they're mechubar. Elo must be talking about a case b'shek kitzson. You already cut them and yet you're on top and yet it's still no good. V'ketani psula. Oh, Shmami, no, the Lomrin and Kitzasan Zuisiasan. We learn from here pretty straightforward that just the cutting itself is not the Asiya. You'd have to do a little shake, shake, shake. Therefore, it's not an Asiya by itself. Utiyufta the Rav. And that knocks off Rav. What are you going to say now? Amlacha Rav. Rav says back, no. Hachamay Eskinan. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case, the Shalfinu Shalufe, where when he went to go ahead to cut the case of the Sukkah you brought is not when he cut it with a knife nicely. It's when he ripped it by hand. And therefore, it's not recognizable, right? When he went ahead and he pulled it out with his own hand, the lomin kira asiyah didu. In such a case, that doesn't look like an asiyah. And in such a case, even he would be maskim that you don't say psikasan zuya siyasan. And that's why it's a problem, right? But if you were to do it with a knife, then it wouldn't be an issue. It would be good and we'd be good to go. So it's like, okay, that's a good answer. But what about Mikol Makom Tlon V'Chakach Pasach Kasha L'Rav? With the fact that when he says we already tied it up and then you cut it, that it's not going to be good. What are you going to say to that? According to you, you should say that it's not a problem because you just say that, hey, but right now cutting it, that it's a Siyah. And is that a problem of Tasa V'Lomina Asoy? What are you going to say to that? Oh, is that a Kasha? Is that a Tiyufta? Is it Gemara? Kasha. Good question. He doesn't have an answer to that. But again, whenever we have a kasha, not tiyufta, maybe Shana will go into and explain like what's going on, why it's not a tiyufta, but it is still a good question. And fine, very good. Period. Whew, now says the Gemara. Lema ketanai, let's say that this Rav and Shmuel debate of psikasan zuya siyasan, maybe we're going to say this is a machlokas tanayim. And we're actually going to be unsuccessful in showing this. We're going to have two different explanations. Let's take a look. Now, Rashi explains that the case we're about to see is coming from the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. It's about a hadas. You know, you have to have in your lulav, you have a lulav, you have an eso, you have a dasim, you have a ravos, the myrtles, and the myrtle, right? So the hadas, if you have a hadas that has more berries on it, berries can grow in it, and if you have more berries than leaves on it, then it's going to be pusel because it's not beautiful. It's called menumer, it's spotted. However, if you remove the berries, then it's fine. But you can't do it on Yontif, since that's called Tikkun Mana, it's Mesakin Mana. And the Braisa teaches that if you were over and you went ahead and you picked off the berries on Yontif, then what's the halacha? And that's what we're dealing with. Lema ketanai, avar v'liktan, if you went ahead and you went against the law and you actually did pick on it on Yontif, you picked off the berries, what's the halacha? Number one, first we say, avar v'liktan, puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Divir Rabbi Shimon bar Yehotzadik. Rabbi Yehotzadik, he says that it's going to be puzzle. However, coming up against him is the Chachamim. And that's what they say, the Chachamim, machshir, and they say it's kosher, it's good. Now, another quick intro. Rashi says that those who are trying to make this a machlokas tanaim are in the world of holding likitasan zuhiyasiyasan. These people, they're saying it's machlokas tanaim in the world of likitasan zuhiyasiyasan. They had certain hanachas, certain givens. One of them was that they assumed that everyone agrees that lulav tzarech eged. Now, what in the world is Eged? What is that talking about? Not just the bus company in Israel, but the reason it's called the best company is Eged because it means to bring things together. And that is that when we hold our lulav and our esrog, that we have to have our lulav, our adasim, and our ravos all tied together. That's called Eged. It has to be in a bundle. And we bundle it all together. So they, savrua de kuliyama lulav tzarech Eged. We're in the opinion that everybody's going to agree that it needs Eged. V'alfinan, and also, we learn out lulav from sukkah. What does that mean, lulav from sukkah? That it needs to be made. Just like sukkah has the lashon of taseh, so too lulav has to be also. And it can't be taseh velo min asoy, since lulav needs to be made also, because it says lulav tzarech eged. Rashi, I'll spell it out because Rashi says it very nicely. V'alfinu lulav misukkah, b'binyan av. Ma metzina b'sukkah, sheish ba maisa v'hekpida torah ala asoy, b'pasol af lulav kein. Right, to go and make it while it's already pasol, that's a problem. So too, lulav is like that also. And therefore, if it was ugad, it was all together and together, and then you went ahead and took off the berries after the fact, that would maybe be a problem. Tichsiv gabi sukkah taseh velo min asoy. Because it says by the thing of sukkah, it says taseh, and it can't be mina asoy. Now, when you had this whole egged put together, and then someone went and pulled it off, and now we say, what do you do? The chachamim said, that's going to be kosher, that's going to be okay. And Rav Shim Bar Yotzadik says, that's going to be pasul. My lab, alchemifically, the man, the machshir, savar, amrin, and gabe sukkah, kitzisasan, zuyasiyasan, at the one who says that it's going to be kosher, the name of the chachamim, must be they hold by sukkah, that kitzisasan, zuyasiyasan, just cutting it, that's like you made it right now. And therefore, by lulav also, since we learn lulav from sukkah, they say, likitasan, zuyasiyasan, pulling off the berries, that's like you made it right now. And the gabe lulav nami, amrin, likitasan, zuyasiyasan, uman the pasul, the one who passes it, that would be Rav Shimon Bar Yotzadak. He comes and he says it's pasul. Savar lo min gabi sukkah kitzisasan zuyasiyasan. That we don't say by sukkah that kitzisasan zuyasiyasan. We don't say that. V'gabi lulav nami lo min kitzisasan zuyasiyasan. We don't say that that's making it. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be pasul. Why? Because you're fixing it after it's already a good, it's already in a bundle. So you have a problem that you have to be taseh, v'lo mina asoy, and this is mina asoy. So we find that maybe this machlokas, Tim Rav and Shmuel, is also a machlokas tanoim. And so the Gemara, nope, rejection, not the case. Lo, the kuliyama, really we could say, kuliyama lo amin and gabi sukkah kitzasin zoyasiyasin. Really, both of them, in this case of the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Bar Yotzadak, really they don't hold of this shtickle of kitzasin zoyasiyasin by sukkah. Rather, what's the machlokas then? V'hacha b'melev lulav misukkah k'mifugi. The machlokas is whether or not we learn lulav from sukkah. That certainly we know by sukkah it's got to be tasev alomina asoy. Just do we learn lulav like that as well? And that's what we say. Man de machshir, the one who says that it's going to be kosher when you pull off the berries, savar lo yofinan lulav misukkah. Chum say it's kosher, we remove the berries out. In fact, they don't learn sukkah. They don't learn from sukkah, lulav from sukkah. Therefore, there's no tase velomina asoy issues, because you don't have that issue altogether. Uman the pasal, and the one who went ahead and pasal it, Rav Shimon Bar Yotzadak, what does he say? Savri alfinu lulav misukkah. He says that what if we remove the berries after Eged, we do learn lulav from sukkah, and therefore we have an issue of tase velomina asoy. Okay, so we're left with the fact that we don't see that this is a machlokas tanoim of the same shtickle of Rav and Shmuel about whether or not we hold of this whole idea of psikasan zui asiyasan or not. We don't have that. That was one way to get out of that, to show that machlokas wasn't this. Fiba yisema, there's another way of answering it, another way to explain that machlokas, is that really everyone agrees that you need eged. Right? I'm sorry. Everyone agrees that if you need eged, that you do compare lulav to sukkah. And that's what it says now. Vibay Sema Isvir Lon de Lulov Tarich Eged, and Kuliyama lo pligi di alfinan lulav misukka. Once you say it needs eged, then you do it. You do compare that. But Vahalcha Bahalkum if the machlokas over here is a different shtickle. It's whether or not we hold lulav tzarech eged altogether. right? So if you hold lulav tzarech eged, then yeah, then we compare lulav to sukkah, and if not, then we don't. And now we just plug it in. Mar savar tzarech eged, Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchak holds, you need eged, therefore it's going to be pasul, right? Because we compare it to sukkah, and we have the issue of tase velo mina asoy. And the other one being the chachamim, mar savar ein tzarech eged, chachamim say, who hold, you don't need eged, therefore it's going to be kosher. Since we don't compare lulav to sukkah, therefore there's no issue of tase velo mina asoy. And this machlokas that we just brought over here between Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchak and Chachamim, that's actually based in another one. Ubapluta dahani tanoi. They're arguing within the following, machlokas tanoim. The tanya, we learned in the brisa. Lulav, bein agud, bein shein agud, kosher. That is the Tanakama. He says lulav doesn't need agud. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says agud kosher, shein agud pasul. He says no, it needs agud. What's pshat? My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you say you need it? Yalav lekicha lekicha meagudos ezov. He learns a gzeir shava of the words lekicha lekicha that we have by lulav, and we also have by the hyssop, by the ezov, by the doorpost of Mitzrayim when they left. It said they had to take this and they take the hyssop and put the blood on the door. Just like there, it's egged. So too, it's got to be egged bundled together. So to by lulav, it also needs to be egged. Yalav lekicha meagudos ezov. Ksiv hasam, it says over there lekachta meagudos ezov. It says you took a bundle of Ezov, uksiv hachavul kachdam lechem b'yom rishon, you take for you on the first day, and that's talking about a lulav, kachdam lechem b'yom rishon, priyetz hodar, kapos tamarim, v'anaf eitz avos, v'arinachal, and then usmachnam lefnei Hashem elokechem shavaz yamim. Point is that we learn this gzera shava. Malahola maguda, afkan nami maguda, v'rabanan lekicha mekicha, lo yalfinan. They don't learn that gzera shava over there. They don't learn it all together. Rashi explains very, very, you saw this to Rashi, it comes up in a number of places. Lavlam duo, ve'ein adam dan gezera shava me'atzwa, you can't make it up yourself. You didn't have this Mesorah. Ela imkin lamdu mirabo, ve'rabo mirabo, ad Moshe Rabbeinu, v'shema mikro salalu lo lidros gezera shava nechtavu. Maybe that's not meant to be written as a gezera shava. They don't have that, therefore they don't make that gezera shava. And that's why they say lulav does not need a good. Now, just to end off with this last point, come on, Azal Hadatanya. Who does it go like the following statement in the Braisa? Lulav mitzvah la'agdo. It's a mitzvah to bundle it together. Ve'im la'agdu kasha. But if you didn't do it, then you're good. Now, hold on 1 second. E Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say so, Rabbi Yehuda, ki la'agdu amai kasher. According to him, it's got to be all good. So if it's not done, it's no good. And E Rabbanan amai mitzvah. According to Rabbanan, why is there mitzvah? You don't have to do it all together. It's the Gemara Liolam Rabbanan. It's really the Rabbanan. Even though you don't have to be doing it, still you should do it. You know why? Because it looks beautiful. Umshum Shenemar Zekeli Vanveyu. Hesneil the fun of a mitzos. Zekeli Vanveyu means that we should make it. Rashi says Sukkah no, Lulav no, Tzitzis no. Your mitzos should be beautiful. And therefore, what we're doing over here is that when you agge them together, it's Hesneil the fun of a mitzos. You should make it look really beautiful. And that's why the Chum say, do it. It's a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. But if you didn't do it, you'd still be totally fine. Okay, at the end of the day though, what just came out again was to show that this was a tanoi off the other machlokas tanoim that we had that had nothing to do with the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. At the end of the day, Rav and Shmuel, they hold their machlokas. Rav was put to the test and he pretty much was put up against the wall, man, with Akasha. And Shmuel, though, he keeps to himself where he says that psikosan zu, he does not hold up psikosan zu yasiyasan. Therefore, for sure, he would say you have to do a little shake, shake, shake if you ended up cutting the stuff and the vines that ended up on top in order to make it that it's not an issue of Tasav Elam and Asoy. Rav, okay, we have to deal with Rav another time because Hashem when we learn the stuff be in. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop it over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.